Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to see all of you gathered here this morning. And as we start off our time in worship, we're going to be thinking about, did you have someone in your life that really poured themselves into you and mentored you? I think we all can think of one person, maybe a grandparent or a friend that really stood by our side. Well, today we're going to be encouraged to be a mentor to someone else and pour ourselves into others. And perhaps there's no better way to talk about that than to have our children lead us in worship with song and their voices, and to have them up here with their smiles alone bring smiles to us as well this morning. So it is a blessing to have our children leading us in worship this morning. There are some announcements to share with the congregation. I'm going to start right off with having Justin Johnson come forward, if you can come right over here. Justin, as many of you know, served as a camp counselor at Camp Lutherwood, and he agreed it was quite easy to get him to come and share about his experience at Camp Lutherwood. So we want to give him a few moments to share about his summer. Justin?
Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Justin Johnson, and I was a camp counselor at Camp Lutherwood this summer. It was for 9 weeks. Two of that was training, and then the rest was on-site and some day camps. I was on-site for, I believe, 4 weeks. Two of them were confirmation camps. Another one was a float-your-boat camp where we went rafting and canoeing and stand-up paddleboarding and creek walks and found some cool swimming holes at Lutherwood, which we had no idea were there previously, which was kind of fun to do. And then the last one was mini camp, which was first, second, and third graders for 3 days, and they were a wild bunch. I think we had a unicorn hunt that lasted 45 minutes, which was kind of nice. Nice blow-up unicorn. Yep, and so I just wanted to kind of talk about our themes that we had for each day. And our overall theme was dive in, and that was all that had to do with dive into not only the pool, the creek, and anything else that we did, but it was also to dive into God's Word and learning about the scriptures that have to do with water. The first one was, or Monday was our creation story, so we talked about how, actually I'm going to talk about that in the children's message, so I'm not going to go into that much detail, so it's a surprise to everyone. Our second one was baptism, and we didn't necessarily talk about baptism all that much. We talked about how we're all children of God, and we specifically talked about how when Jesus was baptized and he came up out of the water, he saw that dove open up and hear God saying, you are my child. So we want to remind them that they are a child of God. Our third one was the woman at the well, teaching people that everyone is unique and that we should all include everybody no matter what, and we usually did some fun skits where we didn't include somebody, and then we got to, I think it was like Crazy Hat Club one time or Crazy Puppet Club, and we got them involved at the end. Our fourth one was the blind man, and the big thing about Jesus healing the blind man is we taught them that Jesus is the light of the world, that you may be in a dark place, or you may not be seeing what he has to say, but he will always be there to give you that light, to guide you on your way. And our last one was Psalm 23, and we talked mostly about how, you know, you're never going to have a friend that gives you that many second chances. You're not. And he will always be there for you and will always guide you on the right path. So that was kind of an overview of what we did each day. And I was also, I forgot to mention this, but I was also on day camp two weeks, and it was, I was at Grace Lutheran Church in Corvallis, and I was up at Creator Lutheran in Clackamas, and just did the same stuff, just a little bit shorter of a day, and had some dinners with some families, and learned some great cultural stuff from all of them. Now, the thing that I ask is that we keep praying for Camp Lutherwood, that we can get as many kids out there, because right now we get a lot of the funding through our day camp. And we don't have a lot of on-site camps. We have 2 or 3 weeks where we have, you know, 50 or 60, but the rest are close to 20 or 30. So we want to get a lot more people over there. So just keep that in your prayers. And if you know anybody, we have family camps. We have all kinds of stuff. So come out to Camp Lutherwood and enjoy it. It's a nice place. If you've never been out there too, you can contact them and they can give you a lunch and a tour, and you can just kind of see where all your prayers are going to. And it's definitely a place where you feel like you're with God. So thank you.
Awesome. Good job, Justin. Just last weekend, Justin served at the Harvest Festival for Camp Lutherwood. And just to let you know, they collected $71,000 at that fundraiser. And a lot of that was done by the work of the people here at Peace. So big thank you, right, Justin, to the people at Peace for what you did in helping that effort last weekend. Other announcements to share this morning before we begin. At the conclusion of our worship today, it is going to be a very special time out in the fellowship hall. We are going to be celebrating Emily and Andrew. They are getting married in a short bit. What's the date again, Emily and Andrew?
November 4th.
November 4th. And so we're going to have a gathering in the fellowship hall, lots of goodies, lots of food. Be sure to head over there and give them your congratulations and check in with Andrew and Emily today. And then I also want to recognize also Chris Schultz this morning. Not everyone got to see Chris, but he gave a tremendous presentation on the Luther Trail that he went on just this past summer. If you have any questions, he is very knowledgeable on Martin Luther. It was amazing. So thank you for being here this morning. And he's got his arms full this morning. So, yeah. And it looks like Proud Papa has something to share here. We'll have Rob come next.
Last week, I mentioned that the overnight shelter in Corvallis is starting up in November, and that Peace Lutheran is signed up for a week. I signed you all up. I haven't been overwhelmed with volunteers, but I think that's because you didn't know the date officially. So Peace Lutheran has it from December 3rd until December 9th. That's from a Saturday to a Sunday. I could use some more volunteers. It's the overnight shelter. Need people, male, female, over 18. I'm sorry. For those who are under 18. Need people there from 5:30 to about 11. If it's quiet and calm down, which it usually is, you can leave before 11. But I need some people to help with check-in, to help with checking bags, and just to be there. I hope Bob Glather will have the time free that particular week, because some of the guys love playing cribbage with Bob. But please contact... Oh, and also... I had a number of people say they would donate food. In the years past when we've done it, we've had food. Legal Beagle stuff, Department of Health, can't serve any food unless it's prepared at a licensed kitchen, which we don't have. But I would like to have their bananas and oranges. A lot of the guys don't have real good chompers, so soft food. If any of you do want to help with food, please let me know. Either just give me some money or during that time bring bananas and oranges to church and I'll transport it there. But please, if you feel want to help the least of these and have an evening where you feel very good that you've helped out, get hold of me and help out at the men's overnight shelter. Thank you. Yes. Yes. If someone wants, I know in the past some people have gone and brought in 40 sandwiches from Subway or pizza or prepackaged stuff, yes. And feel free to, if you can, as much as possible ahead of time, let me know if you are going to help, can help, how you want to, so I can organize it and prepare it. Thanks much.
All right,
and
okay.
Yeah, I'm a real proud papa. And grandpa.
Good. I just have two quick reminders. One is the list for Tables of Peace is in the hallway. If you haven't signed up and you're interested in signing up, please do that and put a star by your name if you're willing to host. The other thing is next week is when I'd really like to have all the basket stuff in. I don't have very much in yet, so if you're going to sponsor a basket, please do that. Bob, would you hold up those two sheets? Here at church is fine. There's two things in the narthex that if you're not sure what's going on, you can look at, and also in your bulletin. So Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Kay.